You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. The debate continues to rage in Washington, D.C. over whether an independent bipartisan commission is needed to investigate the storming of the U.S. Capitol earlier this year. Opponents of the idea say that with more than 500 people already charged in the attack, it's not clear any new facts will come to light. But supporters of the move say such a commission is necessary to avoid politicization and get to the roots of what happened. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says this kind of commission is also needed here in the Golden State to investigate the decision to shut down public schools during the height of the pandemic.
We had a catastrophe with the shutdown of schools, which continues to this day. I mean, we're not fully reopened in our schools. There's the promise of that in the fall. And we don't really know what happened, how decisions were made. It was a back and forth. There was tremendous conflict about it, and we don't have really shared information on it. And we need to know what happened, why the schools shut down so long, why they've stayed so long, what the decision making was, so that we never get in a situation with this kind of prolonged shutdown that's so damaging again.
Isn't a commission, though, overkill? And doesn't the state need to focus on getting schools and everything else up and running again?
They should focus on getting schools up and running again safely. However, it's not overkill. It's one of the most traumatic things that's happened to our educational system in our state's history. It's done real damage, which we don't know the full extent of, to the academic, social, emotional health of perhaps millions of young people in the state. It affected families, it affected teachers and staff, it affected workplaces and the economy. And the reason why all this matters is not just because there might be another pandemic, but because we're clearly living in a century of great emergencies in a state that has a talent for disaster. And so it's quite possible we may be in situations where there's interest in shutting schools again for disasters. And we really need to know what happened here so we can have a better plan, more resilience, take steps we need to make sure that in future disasters, be they pandemics and others, we can limit the damage to schools and that we're really ready for them. None of that is happening. To me, it's incredibly frustrating.
I mean, early on in the pandemic, school districts didn't know what they were dealing with when it came to the virus. They could have faced all kinds of liability from parents and teachers. Teachers' unions were vehemently opposed to continuing with in-person instruction. Did they really have a choice?
We don't know that. We don't know what the standard was for closing. I mean, did it seem to make sense when you had a novel coronavirus that you didn't know what you were dealing with to shut things down? Sure. But the fact that there wasn't a plan for it shows the need for a kind of commission that gets us, the forward-looking commission that understands what happened and gets us going forward.
What kind of authority should this commission have, and how would that be different from just appointing, say, a bipartisan panel of state lawmakers to investigate?
I think you need a commission that has a lot of power. This needs subpoena power to get any record it wants, whether it's from a local school, any level of government, and it needs subpoena power to be able to get documents from employee associations, teachers' unions, parent groups that were a big part of this fight. And then I think it needs power to assess students. Schools don't know the extent of the damage done to kids. You're already seeing the beginnings of an attempt to just kind of move on past this damage. Say, oh, we're going to put a little bit of money here and a little bit of money there to help people, but without actually knowing the extent to which they need to be helped. There needs to be some sort of outside independent force that has the power to come in and demand those answers and to get people in trouble who won't provide those answers.
This is a very unique time in Sacramento because the state right now is flush with cash, both due to sort of unexpectedly high tax revenue from the wealthy, but particularly COVID relief from Washington. Is your idea also, hey, let's take the money that's going to schools and make sure that it really goes where it needs to go over the next year or so and get these kids back on track?
I think that's right. I think the need is urgent, and we probably should have had a commission like this before. While the politics of this are very tough, right, because everyone's in the crosshairs, legislators, governor, state agencies, local school districts, unions, employee associations, parents, we're part of this. I'm not sure an assessment of my own parenting and role in the school in my own school culture during this would be exactly laudatory. You know, I was teaching. I was the teacher. I was the instructor. I was doing a lot of the stuff. I didn't do it very well. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. And I think a lot of parents feel that way. But a really hard look needs to happen. And I do think there's probably a little leverage to get it done in the recall, actually, since there's fear of it. I think one of the best arguments, you know, that being made about Newsom is the schools and this calamity. So this might be one way to deal with it. And, you know, the governor seeking to maintain his emergency powers. I also think if he wants to keep those, the legislature should insist on this kind of commission. So should the public.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.